There's been intense scrutiny in recent days over the awarding of more than $420 million of government contracts on Manus Island to a little-known security company. Paladin has been facing questions about where the money is being spent, and the federal opposition has referred the matter to the Auditor General for investigation. But while a company brings in millions of dollars, it's reducing the pay of some of its workers in PNG's capital, Port Moresby, who only earn a couple of dollars an hour. On the back of the Australian government's contracts, Paladin has bought out rival security company Black Swan. Now AM can reveal some guards have been working for Paladin, now being given redundancies and then being rehired at Black Swan on less money. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
In downtown Port Moresby, a guard stands outside a warehouse. His uniform has Black Swan embroidered across the front.
So today is my first time to wear this uniform, so I'm not happy. I don't really feel good.
Until recently, he was employed by security company Paladin. With them, he was earning about $1.50 an hour. Now he's earning $1.45.
But their management and their bosses told us that we bought off this company, so you just go and guys go and wear this uniform and just work.
Paladin has been awarded contracts by the Australian government worth more than $420 million to provide security and other services on Manus Island. It has since bought Black Swan, a rival company that provides security for several high-profile clients in PNG, including the Australian government's locally based staff. But while Paladin pulls in millions, some of its poorest paid staff are angry about having their pay cut. This man, who is a shift supervisor, has been made redundant from Paladin and hired at Black Swan for less money.
I'm too worried about my family because I'm in the rental and the food and everything.
The ABC has seen a pay slip showing he was earning 7 kina an hour, which is a little under $3, while working for Paladin. The ABC has also seen documents showing he was made redundant from Paladin earlier this month and offered a job with Black Swan starting the next day for 5 kinas an hour, which is only about $2. After 3 years with Paladin, he says he has been paid out for leave and been given severance money, totalling 4,800 kina, or about 2,000 Australian.
But it's not my fault to leave Paladin.
Another employee says Paladin staff are confused and angry.
So all the workers know they are not happy and they want to take action and like ban company assets or like ban vehicles and all this.
The ABC understands no vehicles have been burnt or damaged yet. All three of the workers the ABC spoke to say Paladin has brought in police in recent weeks to protect vehicles and property. The cut in pay for these workers comes as Paladin faces questions about where it's spending the money paid to it by the Australian government. This worker says staff are worried about the reports.
Oh yes, all the staffs now, they were worried about because yesterday there was something on the paper and now all the staffs are started to talking now.
157 staff are moving from Paladin to Black Swan and only 7 have refused to. The company says it's sticking with the decision, which it says will leave employees better off overall. But Paladin hasn't responded to the ABC's questions about claims by employees that they will be worse off under the new arrangements. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.